John T. Cahill House, 42 Green Street. With its facade now hidden behind a 1960s metal screen, it's hard to imagine that this Italianate-style brick mansion was once among Worcester's grandest houses. Completed in 1852 for an extravagant Irish-born railroad contractor, John T. Cahill, it was designed by Elbridge Boyden, the architect responsible for Mechanics Hall on Main Street. During this era, when the nation's railroad network was growing quickly, railroad contractors could make a lot of money, which Cahill must have done. The cost to build this house was more than $9,000, an enormous sum for its day. The furnishings were lavish too. No expense was spared, but Cahill's extravagance soon caught up with him. According to Richard Flynn, Worcester's 19th century Irish historian, the furnishings alone cost $75,000 and proved far beyond Cahill's means. As he could not pay his bills, he had to flee his creditors, and so the house and contents passed away from him. Nevertheless, Cahill's grand house continued to play a role in the life of the city's Irish community, as a home to three Irish physicians who lived in it consecutively from 1860 to 1948. After World War II, it became the headquarters and clubhouse of Worcester's Polish-American veterans, who in the 1960s put up the current metal facade to give the building a modern look and adding a meeting hall at the rear. Remnants of the building's grandeur can be seen in the ornate brackets under the eaves in the front and along the sides of the house. After the Polish Club vacated the building in the 1990s, it stood empty for several years. Threatened with demolition for a parking lot in 2003, it was included on Preservation Worcester's Most Endangered List, and the Worcester Historical Commission issued a demolition delay. Fortunately, in 2005, the building found a new use as the home of the Worcester Hibernian Cultural Center, which celebrates Irish heritage and culture. The organization hopes to restore the facade to its historic appearance.
Cross over to the west side of Green Street and proceed to number 91.